say one little nekudet, since we're almost leaving Masechet Ksuvos. So there's one inyan in the end of Amadir, the Maaseh with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And it's again this week's Parsha, and also the Daf Hayomi from last week. We're talking about Parshas Vayechi, where the Gemara says in Tanis Yaakov Avinu Lo Imes. And we just had in the Gemara that it says Rebbe said before he died, he told his wife, Daf Kuf Gimel, he said, Ner ye doluk bim koimoy, there should be a ner like when he was living. Shulchan ye oluch bim koimoy, mite ye te mutzas bim koimoy. That means he said before he died that the table, the Erev Shabbos, that the table should be set just like when he was used to it. And the Gemara says that every Beis Shimshi, every Erev Shabbos, he used to come to his house, and the Rabbi Kivega brings down on the side that from the Sefer Hasidim. He says, Shoyanil bebigde chamudas shalovish bishabbos, upoiteros rabim bekidush ayoim, veloikeshaal mesim shem chokshim in mitzvahs, kitzadikim chayim upoiterim bekidush. It's hard to understand, but that's what the Sefer Hasidim says, that he used to come to his house and make kiddush for his wife. And other mesim are chokshim in mitzvahs, they can't be motzi the chayv of kiddush. But Rebbe was different. Rebbe was able to be motzi be mitzvahs. Why? Because tzadikim chayim, that means it's as if saying that Legabe Kiddush, Legabe Shabbos, what he said, Mechaim, and that Mechaim, they should prepare the Shabbos for him as if he's living. Legabe that he didn't die, it's as if he's still living, Legabe Kiddush of Shabbos, somehow. And Rabbi Kivega brings down from Sefer Chassidim that Ibanez was able to powder them in the mitzvah of Kiddush. There's a mice in Shem Agdolim, the father of the Rosh came after he died, he came to save his family, there was a pogrom, and he came with Lovush like he was living, and they saw him as if he was living, and he came to save his family. So sometimes that tzaddikim also could come as if they're living. So it says that Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes, and there's also another case in Ksuvos, we'll come to that. The Gemara says in Tanis, Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes, the Gemara asks, we know that he died. We know that they did chanota, they did a hesped, and they did a kvura. The Gemara says mikva nidorish. It says inini Moshiach meirochek vezarach meiretz shivyon. That Avdi Yaakov is going to save him, Moshiach and zarach. Ma zarach b'chaim, af hu b'chaim. That means, For sure, it means if your children are mamshich and they live the way you live, so it's as if you're living. Titein emes liYaakov, I think we mentioned it once. The words emes liYaakov, the emes is the mid of Yaakov Avinu. Emes liYaakov, if you change around the osius, it's loy mes Yaakov. You put the lamed of liYaakov before the word emes and you read it straight, so then it comes out loy mes Yaakov. Because the mid of emes, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mezuzah, the mid of emes never dies, it always exists. That means the mind of the tzaddik that was dovuk to the midas or emes, that mind, that frame of mind always is living, that never died. So it could be that's why Rebbe was able in a certain way to be moitzi. There's another Gemara, the Gemara says in the end of Amadir, Rabbi Shua ben Levi also never died. Rabbi Shua ben Levi came in b'chaim l'gan Eden. And what was his big schus? Because he was korich bevali rason bosak batera. There was sick people that whoever sat near them or would breathe near them would become contagious. It's a contagious sickness, some kind of a machla in the brain, and they would also get sick. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the Torah is ayeles ahovim bialas chen im chen male aloim deo agunei lemagla. If it's male chen on whoever learns Torah, so for sure it's megin on him, it protects him. So he wanted to show the gadlus, the chshivus of kovod haTorah, and he sat next to these contagious, sick people, and he was oisik b'Torah, and that was the biggest kovod haTorah. So he said here, and then he went in b'chaim leGan Eden, because of that was his chus. So it says, mach, when he came into Gan Eden, mach is Eliyahu kamei, Eliyahu was announced when he was coming in, Panu mokim le balevoi, panu mokim le balevoi, make a place for balevoi. So he said the words panu mokim le balevoi. The gematria of it is Torah. It's 611 because that was his chus. Panu mokim le balevoi is as if saying that the Torah himself was machriz because of such kavod haTorah that he had a chus of saying panu mokim le balevoi. The Gemara says it twice. panu mokem lebar levoy twice. It could be it's connected Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpet. It's two times Torah.